This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day despite the fact that it has now become clear that the United States is under attack. No, I mean it. It is a cyber attack, the most devastating, the most serious, the most potentially deadly in all of history. And it is an attack almost certainly by Russia. I would have spoken about this earlier today because it is something that is very much on my mind. I had a very revealing conversation last night with a high-tech executive in another part of the world who said that the rest of the world is devastated by what has been done to the United States. Why aren't we hearing more about it? Well, all of these are questions I wanted to bring up with Doug Schoen. Doug is a Fox News contributor. He has more than 30 years experience as a pollster and political consultant all around the world, actually. And he has a new book called Putin's Master Plan. Doug, are we somehow making less of this cyber attack that apparently penetrated our most sensitive government institutions, including our nuclear weapons? Are we making less of this right now than we should?
Yes, absolutely. This is potentially, as you correctly put it, Michael, an act of war against us. Let's be clear. This is as aggressive an attack as we have had in that it gives the Russians access to the most sensitive aspects of our government and our nuclear arsenal. And we do not know, as we sit here today, the full impact and implications of this penetration, save that it is among the most devastating attacks on America ever.
Again, I was speaking last night, I don't want to identify the source, but somebody who's very prominent in the computer, the world of high tech, and way, way beyond my level of sophistication, which is nil. He said that if the reports are accurate, and they appear to be, no one's contradicting them, that what they did could actually leave our nuclear deterrent disabled. In other words, we would be liable to some first strike or something that that our adversaries did, and we would be unable to deploy a response. Are we talking about that level of damage? And what has the president said about this?
Well, yes, we are talking about this level of damage. No, we're not talking about it with any great specificity and precision for two reasons. One, we're not certain the nature and extent of the penetration, and second, we've not heard from the president. He is still in the White House. He is apparently still plotting ways to stay in office, which will almost certainly be unsuccessful. But the fact that he has not spoken out is, to me, an outrage, and I use that word advisedly, Michael.
The president-elect, Joe Biden, has actually spoken a good deal more about this than President Trump. Is that right?
Yes, that is true, but what we have not heard from anyone anywhere is a responsive answer to the question of what do we do about it, both domestically and globally.
Okay, you talk about Putin's master plan. I watched some of Putin's press conference. It was a four-hour press conference. He does one a year. And he was asked about the poisoning, the attempted murder on Alexei Navalny, who was his number one political rival in Russia. And he said, no, I had nothing to do with that. If we had sent government agents, they would have finished the job. In other words, they would have succeeded in killing him. What do you make of that? Can you believe a world leader said that?
Well, let's take what he said about the attack on, I think it was the Skirball family in Canterbury, England, if I remember correctly. They asked Putin about that, I think, last year, and his answer was the guy's a traitor, deserved whatever he got. The Russians are unapologetic about this kind of stuff. There is no rule of law there. It is the rule, literally, of the KGB, and it is the rule of power. And I hope, I pray, that our new administration takes a problem seriously, Michael, that you and I have been talking about now, if I remember correctly, about 5 or 6 years, if I'm accurate.
You're absolutely right. Sure. I mean, it's such an obvious problem. Do you think that Lloyd Austin, General Austin, who is the pick by President-elect Biden for defense secretary, is the right man for the job?
Wouldn't be who I would have picked. The reports I have about him are that he is a better bureaucratic infighter than he is a leader. I am worried about our overall defense capabilities. I'm worried about our foreign policy. And while I know the incoming team relatively well, I can't say that as I sit here today, I am reassured the way you and I would want to be reassured by the new incoming foreign policy team.
What are the biggest threats, the biggest challenges that Joe Biden is going to face in, say, his first 100 days?
I see three or four of them. First, we are divided at home. I see no prospect that Biden, despite his prior relationship with Mitch McConnell, will be able to put together a coherent working relationship with the GOP in the first 100 days. Hope I'm wrong, fear I'm right. I also worry that we're dealing, as your very, very pressing and comments suggest, with an assertive Russia and assertive China that are increasingly working together, that have an argument, a rationale, and a strategy to undermine democracy generally and to undermine us specifically. And so far, we have only the most general outlines of an approach in terms of reengaging with our allies, both in terms of alliances and in terms of a more multilateral approach. But as we sit here today, I don't think anyone knows what specifically and what form that will take. I see those as clear challenges. We face the challenge of getting stimulus and revitalizing our economy. We have short-term issues with Russia and probably enough of arms control treaties that need to be renegotiated. I have a smile on my face as I say that, given what we've just been talking about. And I sit here and I say, goodness gracious, we are a nation in retreat. The democracy that we have come to love and cherish is at risk. And we are literally, I hate to use the phrase, sitting ducks as we are assaulted.
Do you believe, and this is something, because it is, a gigantic topic in conservative media, do you think that the Hunter Biden investigation is one of the most serious challenges that the incoming president will face?
You know, it's a very good question. And look, you know I'm a Democrat, but I think after the time we spent together, you would acknowledge, hopefully, that I am one who tells the truth as I know it. That being said, from what I can tell, Hunter Biden, at the very least, appears likely to be indicted for tax fraud, and there may well be more at risk there as well. I suspect Jim Biden is under investigation, too. And given the email to the Chinese about best wishes from the entire Biden family, Hunter Biden having been on Air Force One, the huge investment the Chinese made in the fund that Hunter Biden was promoting, I worry that it is a problem not only for Hunter Biden, but the entire Biden family.
That's Doug Schoen calling it as he sees it. His new book is Putin's Master Plan. I can't wait to read it and to speak to you about it in more detail. Doug Schoen, contributor to Fox News. When we come back, an attack on the Bible? Really? That's supposed to sell movie tickets? We'll be right back.
I've been in back pain since my early 20s. Now I'm 51. In my early 20s, I worked for the state prison. I got injured and I was off work for about a year. I'm now a train engineer. I basically sit all day long. My wife making me take Relief Factor literally changed my life. I don't feel like I'm 20 again, but my back does.
Relief Factor really can help. The three-week quick start is here to stay. It's discounted all the way down to $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. There are no drugs, no chemicals, just good, healthful stuff. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Call 833-654-PAIN. It's toll-free. 833-654-PAIN. Or go to the website michaelmedved.com and click on the big banner for Relief Factor. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Not only are you getting the lowest prices ever, but they're going to make the best Christmas gifts ever. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVED. Call 800-320-6280. Promo code MEDVED.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
And on the Michael Medved show. Yeah, we have a little bit less in the way of Christmas joy and celebration and gratitude than in previous other Christmases. I hope that's not the case for you, but it seems to be the case with the country in general, with the just new reports that the ICUs in California are really on an emergency basis. The pandemic has gotten so bad in the Golden State that there's not the kind of available resources they need. But compare that to a nation like Uganda, which is a nation that is filled with people just like you and me, decent people trying to get by, but that is suffering almost beyond imagining in the midst of this pandemic and the economic lockdowns meant to confront it. That's why I'm proud to be partnered with Next Generation Ministries, which is actually making a call to help people who are absolutely at the brink of starvation, literally. And you can make a real difference. Parents literally don't know where their child's next meal can come from. But your gift of food relief toward their food basket project can provide food to keep kids nourished and to keep their caregivers or parents with some peace of mind. A gift of $40 can feed a hungry child for a month. For a month. $200 can feed a whole family of five. For a month. And what a great way to honor someone with a gift in his name or her name. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Next Generation Ministries. The photographs will show you exactly what we're talking about in terms of the need and the action. It takes literally 2 minutes at most to send this kind of gift, and you'll feel glad that you did. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. I want to get to this matter of biblical illiteracy and Hollywood, and it really is a serious matter. But first, there's a truly, truly important column by an American patriot named Tom Bossert, who was Homeland Security Advisor to President Trump, and he was Deputy Homeland Security Advisor to President Bush, George W. Bush. He is now the president of Trinity Cyber, a provider of network security services, and he writes today that at the worst possible time, when the United States is at its most vulnerable, during a presidential transition and a devastating public health crisis, the networks of the federal government and much of corporate America are compromised by foreign nations. We need to understand the scale and significance of what is happening. He writes, the magnitude of this continuing attack is hard to overstate. The Russians have had access to a considerable number of important and sensitive networks for 6 to 9 months. The Russian government will surely have used its access to further exploit and gain administrative control over the networks it considered priority targets. For those targets, the hackers will have long ago moved past their entry point, covered their tracks, and gained what experts call persistent access, meaning the ability to infiltrate and control networks in a way that is hard to detect or remove. While the Russians did not have time to gain complete control over every network they hacked, they most certainly did gain over hundreds of them. It will take years to know for certain which networks the Russians control and which ones they just occupy. The logical conclusion is that we must act as if the Russian government has control of all the networks it has penetrated, but it is unclear what the Russians intend to do next. The access the Russians now enjoy could be used for more than simply spying. And it goes on. The situation is deadly serious. Bossert writes that the National Defense Authorization Act, which each year provides the Department of Defense and other agencies the authority to perform their work, is now caught up in partisan wrangling. Among other important provisions, the act would authorize the Department of Homeland Security to perform network hunting in federal networks. If it wasn't already, it is now a must-sign piece of legislation, and it will not be the last congressional action needed before this is resolved. Now, President Trump has threatened to veto that legislation. And he's threatened to veto it unless Congress acts on a totally unrelated pair of issues. One is to drop plans to change the names of Army bases that are named for Confederate generals. And the other is his desire to remove Section 230 of the Federal Communications Act, which would end protection for social media companies from being sued for what people would post on their sites. Now, again, you may feel one way or another way about either of these issues, but to have them holding up the passage of the National Defense Authorization Act is appalling. And Tom Bossert, again, a veteran in top security jobs at both the Trump administration and with the Bush administration, says President Trump is on the verge of leaving behind a federal government and perhaps a large number of major industries compromised by the Russian government. He must use whatever leverage he can muster to protect the United States and severely punish the Russians. President-elect Joe Biden must begin his planning to take charge of this crisis. He has to assume that communications about this matter are being read by Russia and assume that any government data or email could be falsified. The two teams must find a way to cooperate. Absolutely right. President Trump must get past his grievances about the election and govern for the remainder of his term. This moment requires unity, purpose, and discipline. An intrusion so brazen and of this size and scope cannot be tolerated by any sovereign nation. We are sick, distracted, and now under cyber attack. Leadership is essential. And it most certainly is. And again, to try to cooperate on this matter of national security, maybe for the president to begin to receive, which he hasn't for months, his national security briefings, would be a highly advisable idea. Also, is it advisable to set the biblical record straight? Coming up on the Medved Show. In this great...
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, met with the FBI on Friday to discuss Congressman Eric Swalwell's relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. Regarding the California Democrats staying on that committee, McCarthy says,
Sure. I had questions about whether he should. That's the one question that was asked if he should have been.
Do you think he was looking for his issue when he started
having trouble? I just think the appropriate thing, he should not be on it.
The House and Senate are preparing a two-day extension of funding to avoid a government shutdown at midnight. The short-term resolution will give congressional leaders until Sunday to reach an agreement on a COVID-19 relief bill. Lawmakers from both parties have insisted they will not leave Washington for the holidays until they get a deal. USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland.
I know there are people who are deeply missing the sort of ritual of going out and doing Christmas shopping. Because there are a lot of reasons to be hesitant about that this particular Christmas. But a lot of the slack has been taken up by shopping online. And you can get a great, great Christmas gift online at MedVet History Store. You get the full history library on download or on CDs. You can get it by going to MedVet History Store. It's 60% off now as part of our holiday sale. And you can also send out gift certificates. They can come to you right away. In other words, you can call in, buy your gift certificate, and then they will send it to you. You can print it out. It works. And gift certificates involving specific MedVet History Store programs, individual programs, that's 25% off on anything in the store. Take advantage of the holiday sale. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for our special holiday sale at MedVet History Store. Okay, there's a one movie that's out this week that is going to make history, and we will get to it. It's called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and it's based on a very much acclaimed play and is almost surely going to be nominated for multiple Oscars. We will get to that. First up, a fanfare from Hollywood, please. The other big movie that is out there right now, it's streaming on Netflix, as a matter of fact, is a movie called The Prom. And wow, it has a rather spectacular cast. It has a cast including James Corden and Meryl Streep and Nicole Kidman and much, much more. And part of the movie is about, it's based on an occurrence several years ago where there was a girl in Mississippi who identified as a lesbian who wanted to take her girlfriend to the prom. And rather than permit that, the school board in Mississippi canceled the prom. And that became a huge issue. The American Civil Liberties Union got involved. So this is based on a similar issue. They've moved it from Mississippi to Indiana. And there's a girl in Indiana who wants to take her girlfriend to the prom. And the PTA that's led by the excellent Kerry Washington, rather glamorous star, says, no, we're going to cancel the prom. And this arouses the attention of a pair of fading Broadway stars and some of their Broadway colleagues, played by Meryl Streep and James Corden. And part of what works in this movie is that they actually make fun of the Broadway stars. They've just been part of a Broadway show called Eleanor, a musical about Eleanor Roosevelt. And yes, it sounds ridiculous, and it is ridiculous. And they come down to Indiana, and their idea that we're going to rescue everybody and we're going to save all you ignorant people, that is made fun of. And that sort of protects the film from the preachiness and heavy-handed message sending that comes later. Listen.
Hello, Interweb. My name is Emma Nolan, and I'm 17. I just want to go to prom like any other kid. I know we all have stories to tell, and here's mine. She wanted to take a girlfriend to the high school prom, and they canceled it.
We have got to go down there.
Yes.
Raise holy hell.
Okay, and there are all kinds of relationships that Keegan-Michael Key is in the film, and basically the performances are very winning. The music is never inspired. It's kind of serviceable, and some of the songs have witty lyrics. But generally, the film ends up becoming a very, very preachy song about tolerance, acceptance, gay rights, not just a preachy song, but a preachy vehicle. And Nicole Kidman is outstanding in the film. Meryl Streep is really wonderful. All of that makes it watchable, but not particularly memorable. 2.5 stars from the lightly likable The Prom. Now, I want to speak about a song in the movie which is not lightly likable. In fact, I found it very objectionable. And it's a song performed by a very talented star who sings and dances. Andrew Reynolds is his name, and he plays one of these Broadway visitors to Indiana. And in a shopping center, he comes up to a bunch of kids who describe themselves as Christians. And then he tells them why they should be accepting of homosexuality generally. And the song, which is called Love Thy Neighbor, begins like this.
We go to church.
Yeah, we're Christian.
Okay, well, I'm sure there are a lot of rules in the Bible that you break every day.
Well, that's different.
Is it? You can't cherry pick the Bible, choosing which parts you want to believe.
We don't do that.
You don't? Then what's this?
Haley has a small tattoo. That tattoo would be taboo. Haley, guess what waits for you?
What?
An eternity in the fiery pits of hell.
Okay, can we stop for a moment? Just stop for a moment. An eternity in the fiery pits of hell? That is not a teaching for the violating the biblical commandment against tattoos. That is not a teaching in New Testament or Old Testament. And then they go on. Shelby, you seem sweet to me, he sings, but it has come to be, you've lost your virginity. Well, listen to what it sounds like. Let's continue.
Sweet to me.
your virginity. We'll be stoning you and your family as well.
What?
Or we could use some common sense instead. When you're lost, it always helps recalling those immortal words that Jesus said. There's one rule that trumps them all. Love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor. Trump them all.
Okay, enough thy for a moment. Neighbor. The whole idea that, Shelby, you seem sweet to me, but it has come to be you've lost your virginity, we'll be stoning you and your family as well, it doesn't exist on a biblical basis. As a matter of fact, based upon the Bible, traditional Jewish wedding contracts even allow a situation. Yes, they allow a situation where someone's identified as a virgin, but they allow marriage beyond that. The notion that you're going to be stoned someone to death for premarital sex is simply ignorant. And the idea, they say in the song, that divorce comes with a death penalty, there's no question in the Old and New Testament divorce exists. It is allowed. There's a whole tractate of the Talmud based on the Bible that is called Gittin, which is divorce documents. And divorce is allowed, and it is not punishable by death. And what strikes me about this, and the reason I'm spending time on it, is because, okay, fine, send a Hollywood message movie, but for goodness sake, to trash the Bible so irresponsibly, giving, they have a suggestion here that a part of your body will be cut off if you were found masturbating. And absolutely no basis at all. There's nothing like that in biblical text. Not everything that the Bible disapproves of comes with a death penalty or stoning or amputation or mutilation attached. It's important that people keep that perspective, it seems to me, especially at a time of year devoted to some religious thinking and feeling. We'll deal with the other movies released today coming up.
Hi, I'm Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, serving collectors since 1983.
Our reputation is spotless, which is why well-respected radio talk show hosts Dennis Prager and Michael Medved have recommended me for years. Some dealers offer gimmicks like free silver. Really, free silver? They have to make that cost up somewhere. Others tell you to drop in and offer gold and silver bullion, but use bait and switch tactics to sell you expensive collectible coins instead. While they're fun and historical, they're usually marked up 10 times as much as bullion. Have questions? Give me a call and I'll share my 4 decades of experience with you. Whether you want to buy, sell, or trade, call me at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694.
The country and the culture are in chaos. Our traditional foundations are under attack. And we're told that America didn't begin in 1776 with the stirring vision of the founders, but in 1619 with the first arrival of slaves. One organization that resists this sort of nonsense and that proudly holds true to the nation's first principles is the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College. Go to the website, faithandfreedom.com, and you'll see insightful, bold opinion pieces on subjects like religious freedom, socialism, free markets, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization. See Dr. David Ayers on Why Did They Steal My Flag? See Dr. Gary Smith on I Still Like Ike? And see our friend Paul Kenger's latest on Karl Marx's nasty views on Christianity, Judaism, evolution, and race. You can find all of this and much more at the website for the Institute of Faith and Freedom. Go to michaelmedved.com and click on the banner, the Institute for Faith and Freedom.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Medved show. The holiday of Hanukkah, the eight-day holiday, is over less than 2 hours from now, and our Sabbath begins. And a lot of people during the weeks of the holiday season do like to go to movies. And I mentioned before The Prom, which is a silly musical comedy, which has its moments, but one of the moments not being the song that I just discussed with you. But there's a much more worthy release, which I am very, very sure will be an Oscar nominee and probably an Oscar winner for both Best Actor and Best Actress. It's a film called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and it's based on a 1982 play by the great African-American playwright August Wilson, who, by the way, spent the last 15 years of his life in Seattle. And he writes mostly in his plays about black life earlier in the 20th century in Pittsburgh. But Ma Rainey is about a historical figure, a woman who is known as the Mother of the Blues. And she was a historic blues singer. And the film concerns and follows a recording session that she's involved with in 1927 in Chicago. Viola Davis plays Ma Rainey. She's unrecognizable. She's much heavier than she is in her other films or in real life. And she is sensational. She is a force of nature. She is earthy. She is wild. She is imperious and trying to defend her dignity as an artist. And she clearly loves the music. The music for the movie, by the way, is provided by the amazing Branford Marsalis, who himself is a major jazz musician. And the music is brilliant. And she has to work together with her four-man combo. The difficult member of the combo is a newcomer who is played by the late Chadwick Boseman. And this is an unforgettable performance beyond the fact that he passed away just a few weeks after the shooting finished on this film. The dialogue is memorable. Sometimes very earthy, and sometimes very disturbing. Listen.
just be an empty world without the blues. I try to take that emptiness and fill it up with something. But they want to call me Mother Blues. That's all right with me. It don't hurt none.
Where's the horn player?
Come on, Libby. You rehearse like everybody else.
I'm going to give me a band and make me some records. I know how to play real music.
You call it playing music? I know what I'm doing.
Okay, that's Chadwick Boseman. And Ma Rainey was, in fact, bisexual, and she comes to this recording session with one of her girlfriends. One of the things you have to be warned about the film, and a lot of reviews don't mention it, is it preserves a lot of the dialogue in the play. The N-word is used a lot. A lot. People do speak in dialect. It's 1927. These are people from Georgia, mostly, who are dramatized here. There is some violence that occurs. There is a scene of a pretty lusty sexuality. The one problem with the film is it is a film play, and it feels stagey at some points. And there are long monologues that our soliloquies, really, that are presented with great force and tremendous acting skill, but sometimes lose the thread of what's happening. However, it's not just Viola Davis and Chadwick Boseman. The entire cast is just terrific. Each one of the other band members, the trombone player and the piano player, played by people like Coleman Domingo and Glenn Turman, and they're terrific. And the film is unforgettable, and I do think that Chadwick Boseman, may he rest in peace, will win the Best Actor Academy Award. Three stars for Ma Rainey. It is rated R, and that is for sexual content, as mentioned, and some violence and lots of harsh language. Another film that is also rated R, and I don't really figure out why, is Steven Soderbergh's most recent film. It stars three veteran actresses, Meryl Streep again, and Candace Bergen, and Diane Wiest. Meryl Streep is a famous novelist who has just won a prize. She wants to go over to England to receive her prize, but she's afraid of flying. So she makes a deal with the Queen Mary. She's going to give a lecture on board the boat, and then they'll give her passage for herself in the crossing across the ocean. They'll give her passage for herself and her friends. So she takes two of her best friends from college, played by Diane Wiest and Candace Bergen, and they go on this journey together with Meryl Streep's nephew, who's played by Lucas Hodge. Listen. The movie is called Let Them Talk.
Alice, have the manuscript that's due really soon. Everyone at the agency is getting a bit nervous. I mean, I haven't seen a manuscript. Have you seen a manuscript?
I have not seen a manuscript.
Do you believe Alice and her book determined your whole life?
The consequences on my life of her actions were unacceptable.
I just don't know who you are anymore. Does anybody trust you?
We really lost each other.
Whatever character I write about is essentially about me.
It's a little pompous.
Who is the real you?
Okay, and Steven Soderbergh makes this film. It takes its time. The same way you have to take your time if you're going to do a crossing of the Atlantic on board a ship rather than an airplane. The characters are extraordinarily vivid and compelling, particularly Meryl Streep's character. You know, duh. Meryl Streep is a remarkable actress. And her individual comes across in detail with humanity and great sympathy. The problem is the core thing that's supposed to keep you guessing is what is it that has divided her from her old friend from 35 years ago, Candace Bergen. Candace Bergen is unrecognizable. She plays somebody who is not a famous author or elegant in any way. She works at a lingerie department store selling lingerie in Dallas. In any event, when that mystery is solved and with the surprise ending, there's still very little to justify what is a very slow-paced, leisurely film, though with remarkable acting throughout, including the excellent Gemma Chan, who plays Meryl's agent. 2.5 stars for Let Them All Talk. The other movie, and it's a big movie, it's called Greenland. And it's about the end of the world. It's, I don't know why they think people want to see this right now. It's about a comet hitting planet Earth. It stars Gerard Butler, who is trying to put his marriage back together. He's separated from his glamorous wife, and he has a son who's suffering from diabetes. So he's trying to rescue them as others are trying to rescue humanity. There's some effective scenes of basically total social breakdown as people are desperately trying to get to some of these shelters from the comet that's about to strike Earth. The shelters are in Greenland, and they've only selected a few individuals who are going to be necessary for rebuilding planet Earth. The special effects are sometimes chilling. As a disaster movie, it basically has moments that are genuinely scary. It is rated a ridiculous PG-13 for a film that is profoundly violent and shows an abundance of death, both mass death because of natural calamities and murder. The acting is adequate. I don't know why they're releasing this for Christmas in the midst of a pandemic. 2 stars for the barely adequate Greenland. Why is it called Greenland? Because that's where the shelters are that they are trying to reach in order to protect themselves. Now, how do you protect yourself from extinction levels of hypocrisy? There is a prominent politician. I won't tell you right now which one. But she is somebody who very, very much wanted to defund the police. That's a very major priority. So she called 911 to protect her from a crime she wants to legalize. We will cover that hypocrisy. And the New England Journal of Medicine is running an article, Merry Christmas on this one. Sex designations on birth certificates offer no clinical utility. We believe that it is now time to update the practice of designating sex on birth certificates. Really? Have we come to that? No, but we've come to the end of the week's broadcasting. We will speak with you next week, the week before Christmas, and a joyous time, let us hope, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
When you invest, what do you need? Investors need foresight and prediction so they can invest with confidence. Is the stock market going up and down? What about precious metals or Bitcoin? The stock market may be treading water right now, but now may be a more opportune time to invest in precious metals. Are gold and silver booming? What do you buy? Bullion? Mining stocks? Which ones? The cryptocurrency market is also advancing strongly, but which ones do you buy? John Truman Wolf, former banker and number one best-selling author, gives you the answers in his widely read newsletter, Strategic Financial Intelligence, available at strategicfinancialintelligence.com. Wolf called the breakout of the gold market and the breakout of the silver market. He may not have a crystal ball, but his investment picks tell a story. Metals and digital currencies are on the move. Don't miss out. Go to strategicfinancialintelligence.com and get the Strategic Financial Intelligence newsletter today. strategicfinancialintelligence.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.